Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
I'm Holly Bailey here on 99.1. Happy to join you again on the Township's Daily News Bits. And this episode is dedicated to highlighting a new program through the Oncology Patient Support Fund of the BMP Foundation. That's the Brome Missisquoi Perkins Hospital, and their foundation works to offer support to the community. They do cancer walks. They do all kinds of events. Their upcoming brunch in May as a fundraiser. And this money is funneled back into the people of Brome Missisquoi and patients at the hospital. So this support fund for specifically oncology patients is launching a new program here in March. Actually, it just started on March 14th, but it's not too late to register. And these are artistic workshops, a five-part series. And here to explain it all to us and introduce the option for people out there who might be listening are Edzith Cambrini. She's a multidisciplinary artist, a former social worker, and a consultant with the BMP, as well as Francis Laramé, the executive director of the BMP Foundation. So let's jump in and learn about this new program for patients. Thank you so much for joining us here on 99.1. I'm speaking with Francis Laramé, the executive director of the BMP Foundation. Bonjour.
Hello, Holly.
And we have Edzith Cambrini, who's a multidisciplinary artist and social worker. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So we have a really cool project, a very special project, I could say, that you will be launching this March. And this is for oncology patients through the support fund. Maybe Monsieur Laramé, who's the executive director of the BMP's foundation, could you tell us a little bit about the Oncology Patient Support Fund and how it came to be?
Well, this fund was created in 2019 with the object of bringing support directly to patients, because as in most hospitals, we bring health care to the people. But we wanted to go a step beyond that and try to work in some well-being for those people who are going through a difficult time. And often we go through chemotherapy, radiotherapy, we see doctors about pills and other things, but what about each and everyone's well-being inside? How are you feeling inside yourself? How are you dealing with that? That's the part that's sort of that needs more integration in the day-to-day, especially in oncology. So
that makes sense.
That's pretty much the objective of that fund.
C'est bouleversant. It's a major life change when you're dealing with cancer or your loved ones are. It's a whole team that hopefully supports our people. So what kind of initiatives or services have you offered to date? Just an idea of the kinds of support or projects you've launched with this fund.
Well, in the site of well-being, it started off with yoga sessions for patients with Mrs. Laura Hernandez, who's well-known in the Normanton area. So she has she's been trained in a specific approach for people who are going through cancer. So that started off with her. That allowed people to have a little safe space and be able to express things. And from there afterwards, we met Gabrielle, who wanted to work a little bit more on the how people can stay not necessarily fit, but you know, like still have some kind of physical activity in their lives within the boundaries that unfortunately that this sickness brings. But all throughout of those things, it's always been a little bit obvious that people sort of feel isolated during this sickness, because like you're no longer working, so that's part of your usual network that's not there anymore, and you know, everybody also has their lives going on, so you're often left alone at home. So some people feel a bit more isolated, and that's one of the things that made the reflection go towards what we're here today.
Okay, well, let's jump into this. Thank you for that survol. So we have Edith Cambrini, a multidisciplinary artist and social worker, and you have experience dealing with people in palliative care, I understand, as well.
That's right. I did work with people that were in palliative care as a social worker. I'm not anymore an official social worker, but I did my master's in social work with an artistic approach, which has brought me the power, if I can say, of art and what art can bring as, you know, benefits, as, you know, good sides for people.
Okay, well, let's jump into this new amazing series that you will be presenting very shortly. I think it launches and kicks off March 14th. What is it exactly?
Yes, it's a series of five art workshops. And actually, the goal is really to create a safe space for people that are going through cancer to be able to share, as a little bit as Francis said, you know, like a space where actually we can share experiences and also to create. And, you know, with art, this is a thing that is really interesting, is how to create, it brings sharings. And, you know, when we are sharing with other people, it makes creating like easier as well. So it's really a space actually where we can also offer some comfort and some hope, because for people that are going through cancer, as you said, it's a big bouleversement. Mm-hmm. We're going through a lot of different emotions, a lot of different experiences that are really different from, you know, another life, if I can just say it that way. Yes, it's really to, I would say, encourage calm and soothing, and also some...
And people would understand, right, what others are going through and probably similar symptoms and reactions and, yeah.
So, yes, when actually we're creating space as those, like artistic workshops where people, they can share it. And also, as a little bit as Francis said, sometimes we can be isolated in that kind of experience. And this is one of the basic human need, if I can say, first of all, for anybody, cancer or not, it's actually to be able to connect with other people, to be able to share about our reality. And I would say even more when actually you're going through an experience where actually there's an intensity to it. We're talking about the illness that has different impacts on, you know, all the spheres, you know. So it's really important to, so we feel less alone, which is already a lot, if I can say, for the well-being of the person. Mm.
I understand. It's one thing to empathize, but unless you're living it, you really don't know the same extent of what's involved, I would imagine.
It's always different.
Right.
Yeah, it's always different when you go through the experience.
Right.
Know?
So what kind of art will you be creating in these one-hour workshops? So five one-hour workshops. What kind of art?
What is important to say, first of all, is that nobody needs any experience, no artistic experience. So it's really open to everybody, as long as there's just an openness, you know, to create and to share with other people. So we will do basically some visual arts and also a little bit of writing. So we will do one workshop will be mandala, which is really, really simple. It's always a good introduction. And also what is really interesting with coloriage, what's the word in English for coloriage?
You know, just, coloring? Or do you mean coloring, like just drawing, coloring, sketching?
Yeah, just coloring.
Okay.
Already that brings rapidly already some calmness, you know. So we will do one workshop will be that. It will be the first one actually when actually we will introduce, you know, each other and everything. So we will have a mandala workshop. After that, we will have a workshop that will be a Tree of Life, where actually we're going to talk about identity and hope. Mm. So we really want to be in touch actually with the person's strengths and also all the possible positive aspects of the person. because whatever we're going through in life, if we can be in touch with actually our identity even more, you know, the positive side, because even if we're going through difficult situations, they're always there. So sometimes maybe it's a little bit more difficult to be in contact with them, but this is one of the things that we want, you know, in the workshop. So with the Tree of Life, what we want to do, it's really to be in touch with some strengths of the participant. So this is more going to be drawing, if I can say.
So you mentioned the Tree of Life.
That's right. Yes. So for the Tree of Life, it's really to connect with identity and the good, the strengths of, you know, the people, which can bring hope, because even if we're going through difficult situations in life, where we still have our own identity. And this is a thing that we have full control over it.
Mm.
It's how we define our, you know, ourselves.
Right.
And we always keep our strengths. So it's good, you know, to feel that we can connect, you know, on those strengths.
Are there more?
There's
five workshops, right? Okay, what else do we have for people?
That's right, yes. We will have another workshop, which will be a letter that the participant, they will be invited to write themselves a letter. So once again, it will be the idea to connect within oneself, the part that can reassure and suit ourselves. You know, we all have those parts in ourselves where actually we can be able to calm ourselves, if I can say.
Self-soothing. So to create peaceful
exactly.
moments for people, offer a space for connection, hope,
yes.
support. This is
exactly.
this is major. And
yes.
it's one thing when you're dealing with something yourself, but it's not always easy to manage the emotions of other people reacting to what you're going through. So I would imagine being with people who are experiencing something in line with yourself, there's a lot of hope that's generated or support that just naturally happens.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really, really well said. Yeah. Because it's once again the idea to connect with other people that are going through the same situation, because you have to deal with your own situation. And
right.
after that, depending, because, you know, we have people around us and they will have many different reactions depending.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, they want to help us, but it can be stressful also for them. They can go through a lot of emotions also. So it's really that idea to connect with the calm space that we all have within us, you know.
These are major themes. Very,
yes.
very powerful.
Yes, yes. And this is why one other workshop, actually we're going to do a little sculpture out of clay. And this is once again really to work to create the symbol for soothing again, symbolic one. And at the end, depending on of the rhythm of each participant and also of the group, this is always like what we have to, how can I say it, to follow the flow in creation. So either they're going to finish all their individual artworks or do a collective artwork or just sharing, because at the end, you know, we go through five art workshops. I mean, so there's always a little, you know, day. What's the word for day?
Yeah, like a morning, or like a when it finishes,
yes.
you mean, when it's like, oh, c'est fini.
Yes, yes.
Le passage.
Yes, yeah. So just exactly. That's really well said, Corey. Thank you. So we're going to take the time also for that, because, you know, we can share a lot of, you know, deep experiences, depending. Nobody is... how can I say, there's no pressure to share anything. People, they share as what they want, and they create as what they want also. There's no obligation. I mean, sometimes, you know, just to be there, it's already a lot.
Right,
you know?
Just showing up for yourself and for your other people
yeah.
going through this. Thank you for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. You're hearing from Edith Cambrini and Francis Laramé, both affiliated with the BMP Foundation, one as its director, and Edith as the multidisciplinary artist who is leading this workshop series for oncology patients of the Bromasiska region. It's not too late to register, and you can hear now from Monsieur Laramé what the response has been from people who are taking part in the foundation's different programs and offerings, such as this workshop series. Here we go. I'll jump back to you, Francis. I'm just wondering, what have you gathered? Have you gathered testimonies or responses to date from families or people who have taken part in these activities or workshops or yoga or etc.?
Well, it's always a complicated thing. Like, people have a lot of good things to say, but they often want to keep private about what they're going through. But the feedback, especially in yoga, has been, sometimes people feel that it's been quite liberating to be with other people who are going through the same thing and not even talking about it, but just knowing that, okay, well, this person next to me, like, she's also going through cancer. Like, okay, I'm not the only one. And, you know, okay, well, you know, like, ish. Her, like, she's looking just as I am, and mm-hmm. It helps a little bit to make people feel more confident. And also with the workshops with Gabrielle in the kiné physiotherapy workshops, a lot of people have said good things, that it sort of brought them back to a more normal way of life. So mm-hmm. I feel like I'm taking back a little bit of my own reality, and, you know, there's hardly anything you have control of when you're going through cancer, but it's nice to feel that, okay, well, I still have a little bit of control on some things.
And a bit of a social life and social engagement and a place to be at a certain time, you know, that's for joy.
Yes.
Or for sharing. That's major.
Yeah, and you said it, like, in a sense that a place to be, like, to continue to give yourself a purpose day to day, like, that you're not defined just by your sickness or your treatments. Like, that shouldn't be your cornerstone of life. Like, there are still things to look forward to.
Right. Yeah. Hope is a powerful, powerful motivator, and keeps you getting up in the morning and getting back out there and showing up for yourself. So who exactly are these workshops for? I understand as participants of Broma Sisqua specifically?
Yes. Either if they are receiving treatments at the BMP hospital or elsewhere, we really want to prioritize people from Broma Sisqua, as our mission is to foremost better healthcare in the Broma Sisqua area. So we feel that it should be aimed and prioritized towards those people. There's also the notion of limited space. As in yoga and the artistic workshops, there's a limited people that can be allowed at the same time during those workshops in order to have a good balance between private life and feeling safe to share as well. So
that makes sense.
Bigger groups are assembled. Edith over the years has a good experience in that. Like, people tend to be a little bit more private and feel a little bit free to share. So
right, it's not as an intimate and safe space to engage in really.
That's right.
Right.
And also, one of the things that we've noticed, that there's a lot of good big organizations that do a lot for cancer in the province and even country, but there's few things that are available in small communities such as ours. So this is one of the things that we strive towards, to try to bring a little bit of that.
And it's not, you don't have an hour's drive to get to your workshop, like en Espérance et tout à côté, you know, or close by.
Hmm. That's right.
And can I ask, where does the funding come from for these programs?
We are fortunate enough to have a wonderful support from the community. People believe very deeply in their hospital and what it can do to help them and their families. So we receive donations for various projects and departments, but we also have, this is why it's named like the Oncology Patients Fund, because it's a separate fund than our oncology department fund. Like, where the department fund will help buy equipment and fund training for nurses and other things, but this one is specifically made for those types of activities. And we received, since it started, we received an extraordinary support from people to say, hey, I want my donations to be specifically made in that fund to help those people. This is what I want to do for my community.
Amazing. Yeah, we do have a very vibrant community, and people show up for each other, and it's really, it seeds hope. It's really powerful. Speaking of that, so this is this series of workshop that launches March 14th, and how can people register? Maybe Edith, how do people reach out to you directly, or how does that work?
Yes, yes. Simply just to write me an email to Edith, so E-D-I-T-H, at fondationbmp.ca. So they can register, and or if they have any question, I will be really happy to be in contact with them.
Great. And so if they can't make it to the first workshop, they're still eligible to take part?
Yeah, it will be fine. We'll be as we say in French. So there will be a second one on March 21st, another one on March 28th. After that, there will be the Easter vacation, and but we'll be back on April 18th and on the 25th. But for sure, you know, the sooner the better. Like, for we know that, you know, that we just launched it, and at the same time we're just starting, so it's okay if, you know, people they want to join on, you know, the second workshop, there's no problem there.
Beautiful. So this is specific for people who have been touched by cancer or dealing with treatment or within 3 months of having completed it. But then I believe you have another series of programs that are coming out specific to caregivers. Can one of you touch on that? Maybe Francis?
Yes. Well, also one of the things that we are starting to hear a lot about is the exhaustion of relatives that are supporting people who are going through sickness. Here we're talking specifically for cancer, but I think that's applicable in every ways of life. Just getting old sometimes is a challenge to be able to balance your own life and still try to make your loved one's life good and pleasant. So often what we see is that people will go through this experience with either a husband or a wife, a daughter, a mother, and so on. They end up leaving that experience tired and sometimes even a little bit
like
depressed.
Burnt out or depressed, yeah.
That's right, burned out. So this is why we want to give a first tackle on that and see if some people would be interested in some of those things to be able to share what they're going through. Because the well-being of the caregivers is almost as essential as the one who's being helped.
You know, right. Like
it's a team. Yes, and it's also in an optic of not prevention, but we're sort of working ahead that, well, we're trying to treat someone who has cancer, but once she's done, we're going to have to deal with someone who's burned out and is going to need other healthcare services. So this is one of the things that we're sort of giving a dab that, well, if that little thing can help, well, maybe we can avoid
right.
Some people getting burned out. With the caregivers, it will be through EDIT. Like, there will be a five workshops, art for people who are going through the sickness,
okay.
And another five sessions specifically for people who are caregivers.
Oh, I didn't realize. That's wonderful. Deux volets. And those we
yes.
can expect before the summer. Is that correct, Edith?
Yes, we're going to confirm the dates really, really fast, but this is the plan just before a summer.
We're really excited to the response has been quite we expected people to react positively, but we've been surprised by the interest of this project. So I think Edith is just as excited as I am to see where this leads.
T'es sur la coche, like you guys are on the pulse of what's needed and what people want, and That's wonderful. Thank you for taking the initiative to offer this to everyone and to help our people here in Bromasiskwa. C'est vraiment, vraiment quelque chose. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Holly. And also thank you to all the people who support us, who make these, allow us to make these projects possible. So thank you for everything.
So a big thank you goes out to Francis Laramé, the executive director of the BMP Foundation, along with Edith Cambrini, the multidisciplinary artist we heard from, who is leading these workshops, these artistic workshops for current oncology patients or those who have wrapped up their treatment within the last 3 months. You are invited to register by contacting Edith at edith@commercialfondationbmp.ca. I'll spell that out for you. EDITH@FONDATIONBMP.ca, or head to the foundation's website, again in French, fondationbmp.ca. And if you go to the tab that says how your donations help, click that, and then underneath you can click on Oncology Patient Support Fund. And you'll have a lowdown of all the different programs, including yoga, individualized training programs, etc., for people of the Bromasiskwa region. And Edith sent me these hot-off-the-press dates. They now have the workshop series lined up for caregivers of oncology patients. They will start in May, so specifically Sunday, May 24th in the afternoon, and will continue on Saturday mornings, specifically of May 30th, June 6th, 13th, and 20th. So those are for caregivers of oncology patients. And again, same info to register for those as well. We hope you take advantage of this awesome program and all they have to offer for the people of Bromasiskwa. Thank you to everyone for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, here speaking to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, which is funded by the Government of Canada.